Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, it looks like, and we mentioned this at the start of the show, because Putin and Trump went into their meeting a few hours ago. Now we are looking at a picture on Fox, and I'm guessing CNN has the same shot. Yeah, two podiums, and it says Pursuing Peace behind it in Anchorage, Alaska. Reporters are gathered in that room, and we're going to try to bring that to you live here. But you know how these things are. They could be fixated on that podium or those podiums for half an hour, 45 minutes, and nobody comes out. But it does look like maybe we're going to get, you know, Trump and Putin to come out, maybe answer some questions here and see how this thing went down and be able to gauge that. Obviously, we'll talk more about it on Monday's show. Right now, we have George Rosenthal, who is one of the owners of ThrottleNet. We love ThrottleNet. He's one of our great tech experts here on 97.1 FM Talk. George, we may have to cut you a little short depending on what Putin and Trump do, just so you know. But how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Totally understand. That's if I'm going to get bumped for anything, that is a good bump. You know, I totally understand that one.
Did you hear what Trump did? He had, there was like this flyover where there were.
I watched it.
Oh yeah,
I watched it.
Like
it
right
was,
behind.
It was like a mini air show right in front of Putin. It was something to see.
B2 and I guess was it F. I don't know what the other.
He had a couple of F-22s.
Yeah.
Looked like maybe an F-35 in there as well, but it was. It was quite the display and dynamite looking as in pure Trump fashion.
So we had a couple of things that came up on Sue's News this week. One of them was that AOL was finally shutting down the dial-up service, to which we said, wow, AOL still had the dial-up
right.
service. We had no idea.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about some nostalgia, man. Bringing back everyone's childhood of the 1200 baud modem, then the 2400 baud. You thought you were all cool. You know, you had that screeching sound on your phone, and then it would connect. And you'd finally get to a web page or a bulletin board page, and your sister would pick up the phone and cut you off. That was my entire childhood of being brought up on the internet. Yeah.
She would never do that.
I told this story the other day because I have this very distinct memory of when I was setting up my first computer. And it was a Sony VAIO computer, all right? And I'm living in St. Louis. This is 1996. I get the thing set up, and I'm not quite clear on how to, you know, investigate what became known as the World Wide Web. And I sign up for AOL, and I'm trying to figure out how to navigate what's out there in the world on the internet. And I get on the phone, I think it was with someone from Sony, you know, a customer service, and they tell me that I need to have a browser. I'm like, what the hell? What are you talking? It was so difficult for me to get my head wrapped around what they were describing. I had no idea what they were talking about. And that browser then became Netscape. You know, that was one of the
early browsers.
But it was confusing because I had AOL and I could do a certain amount of searching and surfing on AOL. But in order for the whole thing to be opened up, you needed, you know, and then it was, you know, Internet Explorer, which I ended up hating.
Well, and keep in mind, there was no internet provider other than AOL and any other competitor that came out
Earthly.
And sent you a CD.
Yes.
Remember Earthly? Yes.
That's
yes.
what I had.
Competing CD-ROMs in the mail, and they offer you 10 minutes of free time.
Oh, my
gosh.
It
was never how much data you could use. It was how much time you could use because there were no internet providers other than those two because you were using the phone line, the telephones, to get to them.
You guys, that moves so fast from that. I had a giant first-generation iMac, and it was blue. And I would carry it. It had like a handle on the top, and you could carry it around. And think about where we are today. It's mind-boggling. It really is.
It's something else. That we were joking at the office earlier with a couple of guys saying, how many of those AOL CD-ROMs do you have of free time in your closet or garage now you got to throw away?
Oh, man.
So, I mean, it is an end of an era, but it's like you said, Sue, it's amazing how fast we got here. I know 30 years sounds like a long time, but in the way of humanity, it really isn't. And, you know, now we're talking AI. We're talking about robots in the house. We're talking about things that are your wearable computers and beyond cell phones. I mean, it's just fascinating in just 30 years how far it's come. I mean, things like the BlackBerry, for crying out loud, are gone.
Oh, yeah.
You remember when Netflix used to deliver DVDs to your house?
Yes. I mean, you could be on the two-CD plan if you were really rich. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I have a tendency, and we do this sort of as a family. We watch older seasons of Survivor when we're kind of vegging out at night. Alexa likes to watch it. And it's so funny because we're watching the era of Survivor, which is right around 2010, 2011, and they're doing some of their promos. Like they have BlackBerries or early edition phones that take video and they take audio. Even if you look back, and I don't do a lot on Facebook these days, but if you look back to the early days of when you were on Facebook, you look at the quality of the pictures compared. I mean, it is unbelievable. And Sue has, you don't have Apple products, but just the caliber of what these cameras do. Becky sent me a couple of pictures. Sue saw them of the puppy today. And they look like professional shots because of this caliber of these cameras. It's amazing.
And you know what else?
I
was going to say, you get a new appliance, whatever that may be. We got a refrigerator today. And the first thing it asks you to do is take a picture with your camera so it can hook you up and you can.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And then have that on your phone and control whatever thing is in your house.
With an app.
With an app.
Yeah.
Wow.
With an app, yeah. And the refrigerator will automatically reorder your water filter when it's coming due.
It's crazy. I'm sorry I interrupted you, George.
No, absolutely. That's a great point. In fact, I mean, it lends to the crazy contrast in 30 years of dialing up on your telephone and waiting for every click versus now putting a Starlink satellite receiver the size of a laptop in your hands and going 70 miles an hour in a car while streaming five continuous streams from Netflix while you're talking to a satellite in space from your car.
Wow.
I mean, that is the contrast.
You can do all that, but still, if you're on 6440 and you're passing the Science Center in the zoo, you still can't get the connection to hold firm because it'll always dip out on you, at least me with AT&T.
It really does.
There's an area on 44 near Lindbergh. The same thing happens. Unbelievable. Well, Sue had a story about ChatGPT that was out earlier as well.
Yeah. It said
this
that it didn't
kind of
go
a bummer.
Well. Yeah.
No, it's been kind of a bummer. And you guys know from just talking, I'm a huge GPT fan. I'm an OpenAI fan. I'm a major fan of what they've done with AI. But the competition is just so fierce now with everything from Grok to Gemini. I mean, the list goes on and on. You've got Firefly with Adobe. And I think what's happening is that they're rushing. I think things are being rushed because of competition. And subscribers could be, because now it's all being driven by money. It's a subscription-based system now, whether I go to Grok or whether I spend my money with Gemini or OpenAI. But man, I tell you, I was so disappointed at version 5. First off, it wasn't even really announced. It was just kind of a surprise. And then it just came across as emotionless. It's very, I talk to GPT-4.0 literally on a daily basis. And when I talk to version 5, it's just, it's very flat. It's very robotic. It seems like you're talking to some sort of weird old school robot, and it doesn't seem like 4.0. I don't know why they let that out. The other crazy thing is for paid subscribers, they are now limiting the amount of interactions you can have. And I'm like, wait a second, that's the whole point of me doing the subscription here, so that I can talk to the AI throughout the entire day, and I'm not limited by a certain amount of prompts per hour, which is crazy to me. But I don't know. It's the crazy thing on Reddit, it's being called the corporate beige zombie. So that could be a very bad PR issue. But this is what happens when you have competition that's so fierce and you get rushed development and not enough testing. And then you release, you don't do any user testing and you just release it out to the public, and here we are. I'm kind of bummed about it.
Yeah, that seems odd for technology that's that advanced. That really kind of surprises. It caught us off guard when she did that story earlier today.
Yeah. It feels like a downgrade. I'm like, can we just, you know, if you're going to put something out, at least one thing I loved about when Apple did something, Apple was always behind on everything. Like, you know, the Galaxy phones had the clock showing at all times, even when the phone was off. They've had that for a long time. And Apple comes out and says, we have this new feature, and everybody rolls their eyes. But the point is, Apple takes their time to develop something hardcore to the length that they can't improve it anymore, and then they shove it out to the public. And nowadays, it's since AI is now subscription-based, it's now a race to how many subscribers you can get. And I think that's, I think it's going to put a lot of pressure on developers to get things right.
You know what, George? Yeah, you're probably right about that, and I hadn't thought about it, that they're in a rush. A friend of mine actually has used Grok, and this kind of blew my mind, to come up with a business plan. They just laid it all out, and he said that he had to come up with the right questions to ask. But once he did, it came up with stuff he hadn't thought of and was able to write a better proposal, and it was successful. I mean, this stuff is crazy.
It really is. And then if you do know the right things to ask and you write it, ask it in the right order, it'll create everything from brand guidelines, brand logos, sample social media posts, things you should put out on YouTube. It is absolutely fascinating. I mean, you can do things a lot faster. And what's interesting is when you get a success like ChatGPT that blew up over the last 3+ years in such a way that it did, now the bar is set so high. It's so hot. All of our expectations are instantaneous. We're talking to satellites while we're driving in our cars. You know, we're watching Netflix while you're in your car, out in the woods somewhere camping. Like, the expectations for everything are just so high. And if it doesn't meet that, it just gets shredded online. And so they're going to have some work to do to come back. But, they did actually apologize. They acknowledged that it wasn't as good, and then they opened up version 4.0 back up again.
That's what Sue told us. Yeah, that's interesting. Hey, I wanted to talk to you. I don't know how much time we have here because we're still up against the two things, the clock and maybe this news conference with Trump and Putin. But I was early in on Twitter, I think pretty early in on Twitter, and I still like Twitter quite a bit. I use Instagram. I don't use Facebook very often unless I'm posting pictures of the family or the puppy. But this Blue Sky thing has really taken off. And I know that Jack Dorsey, who was one of the original, you know, founders of Twitter, was also involved in Blue Sky. Is Blue Sky like a thing now that people are really going to?
It is, and their stock is going up too. Blue Sky is actually, and I, you know, look, I, on a political level, you can think whatever you want of Jack Dorsey. Deep down, he's a smart guy. I mean, he's one of the creators of Twitter. He was the CEO for a long, long time. He's not a dummy, no matter what side of the political thing he's on. But I will say that this system is dynamite. And what should make X a little nervous is the way the protocol is set up. And this is what's fascinating. You know, I've had the same telephone number for 25+ years, not the same carrier, but the same phone number. So I'm able to carry the number to different carriers. They have designed a way that I can leave a platform like Twitter with all of my followers and bring them over to a new platform.
Okay, so that now I'm interested because
that was game changing.
Because that's really what's kept me from going to any of these other competitors. I'm like, well, wait a second, you got to rebuild all the followers and stuff like that. That doesn't seem like it's even feasible. Look, I'd like to have a deeper conversation about Blue Sky with you. And I know that originally that was maybe the plan today, but like I said, kind of up against the clock. But maybe let's delve into this again next week. Maybe I'll even set up an account. We'll kind of get rolling with it. We'll have a better conversation. How does that sound, George?
That sounds fantastic.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
You too. All right. It was fun. It was great talk.
Get more at 971talk.com. Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.